Take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 18. John chapter 18. What a great crowd tonight. If y'all would have known who was preaching, you'd probably be about half this much, right? Just kidding. Thank the Lord for the opportunity to preach. Thank the Lord for this church, the family we have here at our church. It's wonderful to have a church family. And my wife has seen the generosity of our church family lately. Obviously, with the soon arrival of baby man right around the corner. Got a couple weeks now, and we're very excited, very nervous, very excited, still very nervous. you pray for us. Pray for myself, pray for my wife, pray for young Carter as he's coming along October 22nd, and pray that God would help us to be the parents that he'll have us to be. Brother Gary mentioned on October 22nd, they're going to be starting something new, something they've never done before here. It's a teacher training session. Well, we're embarking on something new, too. It's called parenthood. So please pray for us in that matter, and that'd be great. I hope you'll pray for our pastor as he's away. Pray that the Lord gives him rest. And I hope you make it a matter every day praying for our pastor. Pray that God gives him wisdom. Pray that the Lord shows him exactly what to do, exactly the direction to take our church, and thank the Lord for the wisdom that he's given him thus far. What a wonderful church we have, what a wonderful pastor we have. Thank God for that. Just a few youth announcements before I get into the message. This coming Saturday, we've got SOS, which is soul winning on Saturday at 10 o'clock. You'll be here in your place. We're looking forward to helping one of our bus routes this week. And I'll open this up to the church family as well. Anyone who would like to come, we'd typically go out every other Saturday, go out knocking doors, working, helping our bus routes. And we've seen a number of souls saved, a number of people coming to the church as a result of the work of our teenagers. And teenagers, I commend you for that, your faithfulness. And I know many of them are working hard and are excited about seeing souls saved and lives changed. Also, this coming Saturday evening at 6:30, we'll be leaving here, heading over to Fender's Farm for the corn maze. The cost of that is $9. If you have any questions, please let me know. Today is the last day to sign up for that, so if you'd like to sign up for that, please go ahead and do that today, and that'd be great. Okay. John chapter number 18, we'll begin reading in verse number 28 on down to verse number 38. John chapter 18, and begin reading in verse 28. The Bible says, "Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. If you're in the habit of marking things in your Bible, I'd like for you to underline the phrase in verse number 38. Pilate asked the question, What is truth? Church people, church family, I ask you the same question tonight. What is truth? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. God, I thank you for the privilege and opportunity to gather in this place. Father, we thank you for just allowing us to have good health. We thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear and legs to walk. Father, you've been so good to us. God, I thank you for your word and how you speak to our hearts. I thank you for the message that you've laid on my heart. God, I pray that you speak to us tonight. Help us to draw closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The main thought I'd like for you to look at tonight is this question that Pilate presented, which is in verse number 38, what is truth? Just imagine if someone came to you, if I came directly to you and asked you that question, what is truth? What would you say? It's interesting. Many of you know I teach in Bible clubs a couple times a week, and thank the Lord for the opportunities, the number of souls that have been saved, and a lot of these teenagers have been encouraged within these schools. I taught this lesson several weeks ago as far as an introduction to our Truth Bible Clubs, and I asked several of them. I picked out a couple guys and a couple young ladies and asked them, I said, what is truth? You know, it's amazing. The response was pretty much the same across the board. It was, it's the truth. But think about that question. What is truth? Quite honestly, a lot of people are searching for the truth. A lot of people are giving their lives to things that are not the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be grounded on the truth of God's Word. We need to be grounded in the truth. We need to know exactly what is truth. This is a question that's heard around the world, maybe not audibly, but a question that's ever ringing in the hearts and minds of people, both young and old. What is truth? We live in a world where we have resources and technology that can give us information with the push of a button. All this is very often helpful. We must be careful to what we give ourselves to, what we try to believe as the truth. The fact of the matter is we can find, as it seems, unlimited resources on this information superhighway. But which of these resources contain the truth? In order to know the truth, we must study the truth. The Bible says in John 8:32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." There's one word you'll hear a lot tonight. You might catch on here in just a few minutes, right? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Again, a lot of people are living in bondage. They are bound by lies because they don't know simply what the truth is. I'll ask you the question again. What is truth? Point number one tonight, if you're taking notes. First thing, we must identify the truth. We must identify the truth. Many of you have seen our teenagers walking around with these blue t-shirts on the back of it. On the front of it, it has this outline that I'm giving tonight. Identify the truth. Instruct with truth. Involve in truth. We must give ourselves to the truth. Let's begin by defining the word truth under this first point of identifying the truth. According to Webster's Dictionary, truth is defined as something factual, the thing that corresponds to fact or reality. Some synonyms to the word truth are fact, reality, certainty, accuracy, genuineness, precision, exactness. Now let's see what the Bible says. As we know, the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. When you're trying to find out meanings of words, it's best to look at different times in the Bible when that same word is used. The word truth is mentioned 237 times in the pages of Scripture. God's placed a lot of emphasis on the truth, and we must do the same. The Bible answers this question, what is truth? Letter A under point number one, Jesus Christ is truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. As Pilate asked the question, what is truth? He was looking truth in the face. Jesus Christ himself is the truth. John 14:6 said, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the what? Truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ himself gave the answer. I am the truth. Ephesians 4:21 says, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. 2 Peter 2:1-2, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Jesus Christ is the truth. He is our very example of truth. He has never lied or even tried to stretch the truth. It should be the goal of every Christian to be more like Christ every day and to be a truthful person. Point number one, identify the truth. First point underneath that, Jesus Christ is the truth. Second thing, letter B, God's Word is truth. I'm thankful every time I look in this book, I don't have to question what I'm going to read. I'm not going to have to question, okay, what's God saying here? Because I know this is the truth. You pick up textbooks these days, you pick up books that man write, and we don't know what exactly is going on. We don't know if we're being fed lies, if we're being fed truth. Maybe somebody's kind of throwing a little bit of truth in there. God's Word is the truth. Thank God for that. Did God have to give us His Word? Absolutely not. Why did God give us His Word? because he loves us. He desires for us to know the truth. Jesus Christ is truth. God's word is truth. The Bible says in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, for this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth. The word of God, which effectually worketh in you, also that you believe. Psalm 119:142, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Psalm 119:151, thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. A few more references are given. Psalm 119:43, Proverbs 22:21, Daniel 10:21, Malachi 2:6. God's word is truth. Thank God for that. Think about the currency we use in the United States today. Many people are arrested every single year, probably every single day, for making counterfeit money. How are all these fake bills identified? They're identified by those who study the real thing. Men and women are trained to identify counterfeits not by studying fake money, but by thoroughly examining legal bills which have been minted by our U.S. government. The same is true spiritually speaking as well. We must study the truth of God's word. So when those counterfeits or fakes come along the road of life, they'll be easier to identify, and we can avoid those things. You know, it's amazing to think about the God who created heaven and earth. He created you and me, loves us so much, he desires for us to know him and to draw closer to him. He's given us the truth of his word. God's word is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We can rest assured that whenever we open the pages of Scripture, we are reading the words that are pure and have been inspired and breathed by God. The Bible says the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Just as a silversmith works hard to purify the precious metal in which he works with, our God has given us the words that are in the purest form, perfect words, inspired by him. Now, a friend of mine used to quote this poem often in Bible college. He was my resident assistant, and as a dorm, we kind of memorized. It's kind of a neat thing, but he always used to say this: though the cover is torn, and the pages are worn, and though places bear traces of tears, yet more precious than gold is this book worn and old that can scatter and shatter my fears. When I prayerfully look in this precious old book, many pleasures and treasures I see, many tokens of love from the Father above, who is nearest and dearest to me. This old book, it's my guide. 'Tis a friend by my side, and it will lighten and brighten my way. And each promise I find soothes and gladdens my mind as I read it and heed it each day. I hope you're spending time in the word of truth. God's given us this book not just to sit on a shelf, not just to dust off every Sunday, but to read it and to heed it each day. Point number two under this main point, identifying the truth, God's word is truth. Letter C, the Holy Spirit is truth. By the way, there's 5 of these. I'll try to get through all of them tonight, right? The Holy Spirit is truth. Point C. John 14:17 says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. John 15:26 also highlights on this point about the Spirit of truth. When the Comforter is come, whom I send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. John 16:13, the Bible says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You know, it's interesting. When we sin, the Holy Spirit convicts us, or hopefully. When we lie, when we steal, when we cheat, when we do all these things, there should be something inside if you're a Christian, if you know the Lord as your Savior, that says, hey, don't do that. Now, has anybody ever had the Holy Spirit say, no, you can go ahead and lie again, it's okay. Go ahead and steal one more time. That'll be okay. No. The Spirit is truth. God's not going to lead us astray. God's not going to tell us to do something that in His Scripture, in His book, He's told us not to do. Think about it. The Holy Spirit is truth. Letter D, God the Father is truth. A little bit of a word study tonight. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, He is the rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is He. So thankful that we serve a just God. So thankful that we serve the God of truth. Psalm 31:5, Into thine hand I commend my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Again, I'm so thankful that we serve a God of truth, a God who's not going to lead us astray. He desires for us to know Him and to know the truth and to grow in truth. Last point under point number one, letter E, the gospel is truth. Galatians 2:5 says, To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Galatians 2:14 says, But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, If thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Colossians 1:5 says, For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Thank God that the gospel is true. You know, it's exciting, as Brother Leroy was talking about the bus ministry, it's wonderful seeing all these children come to know the Lord. You know what's so great about the gospel? God's made it so simple that even a young child can understand. It's amazing looking at a church congregation like this, thinking about how many people were saved at a young age. It might be through the bus ministry, maybe through the influence of their parents, whatever the case may be. But I'm so thankful that the gospel is not only true, but it's been made so simple that even a young child can understand. What a wonderful truth that is. Point number two, the first thing, we've identified the truth. Point number two, we must instruct with truth. We must instruct with truth. 3 John verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Obviously, I can't imagine, I can't understand quite yet the fact that, hey, I'm a dad. You say, you're not a dad yet. Yes, I am. He just hasn't quite entered the world yet. He's coming here in a few weeks. But thinking about the responsibility of a parent, thinking about the duty that God has given me and my wife, raising this young boy, teaching him biblical standards, biblical direction. What a responsibility that is. And parents, I hope you see the responsibility that you have. The Bible says again here in 3 John verse number 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Hopefully, you desire to see your children walk in truth. Hopefully, you are instructing with the truth. My prayer is that God would help my wife and I to raise this child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, not to fill him with our own ideas, but to show him what God wants for his life, to teach him Bible principles and things of that sort. We must instruct with truth. This is something we're trying to do with our teenagers here at the church. We have a program called Truth. On Sunday nights, we meet at 5:30, goes till about 6:15, teaching them different doctrines about the Bible, different things that are truth in this world. Quite honestly, many people are being fed lies too much, and we must center around the truth. Point number three, the last point, we must involve in truth. Point number one, we've identified the truth. Number two, we must instruct with truth. Point number three, we must involve in truth. Let's take a look again at our text in John chapter number 18. Take a look at verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate says in verse number 37, Jesus Christ said in verse number 37, that I should bear witness of the truth. That I should bear witness of the truth. Jesus Christ is our model example of getting involved in the truth. He's the one who came to be a witness for God that created the world and against sin that ruins the world. What are you giving your life to? Members of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, are you giving your life to truth? Are you living a truthful life, or are you giving yourself to lies? What are you getting involved in? A year ago, Pastor and I were kind of tossing some ideas back and forth as far as a name for our youth ministry, something to kind of identify for our teens to identify with. We end up coming up with the name Truth Ministries. That's kind of an umbrella for all of our teen ministries. We've got our Truth Bible Clubs in our public schools. We've got our Truth Program on Sunday nights. We've got our Truth Teen Rallies that happen 4 times a year. You can't improve on the truth. You can't get any better than the truth. We must pump the truth of God's Word into this next generation. Lord willing, very soon we'll be hopefully starting a campus truth ministry down at ETSU. College students especially need to be taught the truth. And it's God's given us a duty in that. You know, it's interesting. When I was at Crown, this was probably my senior year, I believe, I was helping out with the University of Tennessee ministry. We would go down to UTA every Saturday and pass out tracts, invite folks to come to the Bible study, which we would have on Mondays. And you'd see thousands and thousands of people, especially on a Saturday, especially on a game day and things like that. But I remember one particular situation, talking to a young man, and his outward appearance obviously showed that he was searching for something in life, if you know what I mean. But talking to this young man, I don't remember his name, but I asked him, I said, hey, would you like to come to our Bible study? He said, well, what church is this associated with? I said, well, it's associated with Temple Baptist Church. He said, you know, I used to go to a Baptist church. I said, oh, great. Why'd you stop? He said, you know, I've kind of been exploring other things. And I was like, oh, great. Here we go. He said, you know, I don't read the Bible anymore. He said, I now worship the trees and the ground. You know, that's funny to a certain point, but sad. Think about a young man who grew up in a Baptist church, grew up hearing hopefully some of God's word, hearing some of the truth, and is completely neglecting that. He was being honest and serious as can be, saying, I worship the trees and the ground and all this kind of stuff. What about the God who created those things? Folks are getting so wrapped up, so tied up in lies. College students, teenagers, wanting to give themselves to something. They're constantly searching. We must give them the truth. What is truth? Jesus Christ is truth. God's Word is truth. The Holy Spirit is truth. God the Father is truth. The gospel is the truth. Folks, we must involve in the truth. We must tell others about what Jesus Christ has done for us. There's too much watching going on in Christian life. Too many people sitting on the sidelines, not getting involved. We need to jump in their feet first and say, God, whatever you want me to do, I want to get involved in the truth. I want to tell others about the truth of the gospel. I want to tell others about my friend who is the truth, who saved my soul, and through him, I know for sure that heaven's my home when I die. We must get involved in the truth. Satan is the great deceiver. The one who tries to distract you from the truth. Are you living for the truth or are you living for a lie? You know, it's exciting whenever, I love the summertime. Different things going on during summer. It's camp, mission trip, Bible school, all that kind of stuff. This past year, Bible school was just amazing. I love the boot camp theme and all this kind of stuff. And Brother Nathan does an outstanding job. I tell you, it's amazing seeing how the Lord used him. And just what an encouragement. Even before our Bible school began, just the number of souls that were saved in other Bible schools that the Lord allowed him to lead. What a blessing he is. But one thing that Brother Nathan did that I really enjoyed, he would get up and do his lessons and all this kind of stuff, and the kids were just glued on him. Well, every time he would say the word devil, the kids would shout out, liar! You know what? We need to get in that mindset. Whenever the devil peeks his ugly head around the corner, we need to stare him in the face and say, liar! Because we know who the truth is. We don't need to be caught up in the snares that Satan throws out in front of us. We don't need to be caught up in the traps that he tries to lure us in with. You know what? Satan's on a fishing trip right now. Who's he fishing for? Each of us. He's got a big piece of bait thrown out into the water, trying to sit it right in front of your face. Something that's most attractive to you. Something that you might fall for. Satan's got that thing floating right in front of you. You know what? A lot of times we bite onto that, not realizing there's a big treble hook in there waiting to rip our face off. Listen, folks, don't be caught up in lies. Don't be deceived. Give yourself to the truth. How do you do that? Again, spend time in God's Word. Spend time with the Lord in prayer. Honestly, these are things we can all do more. May God help us to give ourselves to the truth. Pilate, as he was looking truth in the face, asked the question, what is truth? Pilate, got an answer for you. You want to know what truth is? I'll tell you. Jesus Christ is truth. God's Word is truth. The Holy Spirit is truth. God the Father is truth, and the gospel is truth. Think about these things tonight. Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, what is truth? You know what it is? We've identified it tonight. What are you doing for the truth? What are you doing for the furtherance of the gospel? Are you getting involved in truth? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. God, I thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you, Jesus Christ, that you are the truth. Lord, help us to give ourselves to you and not to be deceived by Satan. Help us to follow you in everything that we do and say. Help us to use your word as a guidebook for life. Direct us, we pray. In Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'll ask you the question again. Do you know the truth? I'm not asking about a term. Do you know a definition? No. Do you know the truth? Speaking about our first point, who is Jesus Christ? I'm not asking, do you know of him? A lot of people know who Jesus is. A lot of people know that Jesus Christ died for them. A lot of people know that he had nails put in his hands and a crown of thorns platted on his head and spears thrust in his side and he was whipped with a cat of nine tails. A lot of people know the facts about him, but they don't know him. Do you know the truth? Folks, if you died today, if you died right now, where's your eternal home? The Bible says God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for us. You know what? That's the truth. Why did he die for us? He died for us because we are sinners. Everyone's a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our sin must be paid for. Jesus Christ paid for that sin. We must personally receive him as our Savior. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what? There may be somebody here tonight. He says, if I died today, I'm not for sure heaven's my home. I'm not asking if you're 50% sure, 75%, 99%. No. Are you 100% sure that heaven's your home? If not, if you say, Bob, honestly, I'm not sure, but I'd like to know more about that. I'd like for you to lift your hand up, please. Anyone at all. Say, I don't know the Lord. I'm not 100% sure heaven's my home, but I'd like to know more about that. Listen, we'd love to help you. We'd love to show you from the Bible how you can be saved. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. I pray that you'll not leave here today without knowing Jesus Christ, knowing the truth. Christian, are you instructing with truth? Lately, pastor's been encouraging many of us to go out and to tell others, to maybe teach a lesson to others, to take Sunday school lessons that we've learned and teach in the workplace or at the school or whatever the case is, are you instructing with truth? Parents, are you teaching your children the truth? Not just facts about life, not just practical things about life, but the truth of God's Word. Maybe sitting down and having family devotions. You'll not regret it. Are you teaching the truth? Listen, it's not the responsibility of the school. It's not the responsibility of anyone else. God's given you the responsibility to teach the truth. Children, are you obeying the truth? Many of you, your parents are working hard trying to teach you the truth, but honestly, you're so stubborn, you're not even listening. You don't even care. Listen, life's too short to live for yourself. We must live this life for God. The last, Christian, are you involved in truth? When's the last time you told somebody about the Lord? Pack your pocket full of gospel tracts. Tell others about Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. We've identified the truth. I hope you're instructing with truth. And may God help us to get involved in the truth. Brother Gary.
The Lord has spoken your heart tonight about this. Let's stand together. Betty, you play if you would. Maybe the Lord is speaking. You need to come and get in the altar. God has convicted you about the fact that you're not sharing the truth. You know, as I think of my life, I was raised in a preacher's home. I've been in church for 52 years. Went to Bible college for 6 years. Been here for 27 years. I know the truth. God has blessed me and given me the truth. That's not my problem. You know what my problem is? not sharing the truth like I should. Maybe God has convicted you, folks. You've got the truth. God has blessed you. Most of you raised in Christian homes, raised in Christian America. You know the truth. And yet we're surrounded by people all around us that don't. And we never say a word. God is speaking to your heart. Maybe you need to come and ask the Lord to forgive you for not sharing the truth as you should. Should play one more verse. You come if the Lord has spoken your heart. Look this way. Brother Bob, thank you for those good thoughts, good reminder to us tonight. And today's Wednesday. Before we meet again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will have passed. When you come back together, when we come back together, I wonder if you'd be able to say, this week I shared the truth with, or I shared the truth with, or will you have kept it all to yourself? Got a big responsibility, don't we? God has given us the truth. Let's be busy giving it out. Now, as you leave tonight, remember there are three sign-up sheets in the lobby, and if you'll sign up for those things there, that'll be a great blessing, and be praying for each other. Did you raise your hand? Yes, good. Yes, the missionary prayer books. We had kind of limited that to families with children, but we still have many left over, or some left over. And anyone that would like to take those, there's a card for every missionary that we support. And you can take those and pray for a missionary a day. And that'll be a good reminder for you, help you get to know the missionaries and pray for them. So they are in the back table. They're right by the map. So those are available for you too. All right. Great to have you all with us. Lord bless you. We'll meet you again Sunday morning. You are dismissed.